We welcome in our next guest. She is an expert on relationships, emotional intelligence, and living life to the fullest. She's co-author of the book Rock Solid, From the Bedroom to the Boardroom, and is the co-founder of Life Advance International, LLC. That's a company dedicated to teaching individuals and organizations to be the change they would like to see in the world. Mm-hmm. Dr. Laura Ciel joins us. Laura, thanks so much for being with us.
Hello.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We want to talk a little bit about first dates. Now, none of us here will have any more, at least we're hoping not. I mean, if things continue to go well, but certainly somebody listening might benefit from this. How early in a first date, how soon is too soon to start looking for signs whether this is going to be successful or not?
You know what I say is it's never too soon, and actually I say I have people set up before they even go on the date so that they can recognize some of those little signs that might tip us off. I mean, my view is why, especially if you're, you know, a little bit older than in your teenage years, why would you want to waste any time if it's just not going to be something that's wonderful and fulfilling for you? So it's never too soon.
Are the signs different for individuals, or are there some standards that might apply for everybody?
You know, the tricky thing about setting up ahead of time is we're all different, and we all want something different in our relationship. However, we all, at the base of it, we want to be loved, and we want to love. So it's really, how does that get played out for you? And the more that you know about that, the more you're going to be able to recognize some of those signs and symbols. So the ones that would be consistent across the board, it might look differently, but you're going to feel it. You're going to feel that something just doesn't feel good. You don't want to stay there. That's a really big red flag.
And you know, hello, it's good to speak with you. I'm Dennis. I'm joining today, and I'm so excited.
Hi,
to, yeah, hello, and to hear about this, because I was always getting nervous. I was always worried in terms of my, you know, how was my, because you remember, you don't ever get a second chance to make a first impression, right? And so that's when I was always trying to make sure that I was right in there. But then sometimes, you know, you think, well, you got to be yourself. How do you deal with that sort of thing? Those nerves.
You know, it's great because a lot of times on that first date, you want to make a good impression, right? We have a tendency to focus outside ourselves. We want to look good. We want to be perceived as whatever, smart, funny, romantic, whatever it is, right? And sometimes we can get so caught up in that we forget we're more worried about how the other person's going to perceive us than we are about really being true to who we are.
Yeah.
And what I say to people is, if you don't show up who you are, well, you're creating something that's not sustainable in the long run. So who wants that?
Yeah, well, that's good. Good to know. I should have heard this 20 years ago.
How important?
I think a lot of us could benefit from that.
Yeah.
How important is it on those first date situations, Laura, to ask questions, to try and learn about the person you're with?
Well, it's really important because it's showing that you have a desire to know who you're with, as opposed to just kind of how someone shows up on the outside. The other thing is everyone actually really enjoys being asked about, you know, so it's showing attempting to connect and have a real meaningful interaction, even if it's not long-term relationship. So it's really important, but just as important is sharing a little bit of who you are and what matters to you. And I'm not talking about sharing details about past relationships. No, that's
not. Right. Be careful there. TMI.
Sharing the things that really turn you on, and sharing the things that you love about life, and sharing the things that you want to share in life. And, you know, you don't want to go too far that direction either on a first date. You don't want to be locking someone into a long-term relationship.
That's right.
Share a little bit of who you are and what turns you on, as well as asking those questions of the other person.
Yeah, and it's not about just clicking off all the items on your resume.
Absolutely not. You know, I tell people it's really good to have some things that are definite no-nos so that you can just check those off and go, okay, thank you, but no thank you, this isn't going to work. But I try to help people expand their idea of what it is they want beyond some, you know, 10 10 quality checklist, because you don't know. You don't know who's going to show up and what, how they're going to show up. And there might be something even better than you're expecting that's there and available.
We're talking with Dr. Laura Ciel here on Downtown. In this day and age when technology is often a factor in leading to first dates, does that maybe improve the success rate of first dates, since you've been able to do a little advanced scouting, perhaps through the internet?
It could improve it, or it could do a lot of damage. You think about if when you were you were much younger, whether or not you'd want everything on, you know, spread out there on social media. You know, honestly, I think that teenagers and young adults have a really difficult time right now in some aspects, because they can't show up and really have that first date, first impression, because the impression has already been made. So, you know, and sometimes we're not always smart about what we put on social media, and someone can come to conclusions that aren't necessarily consistent with who you are. So I actually think there's a little bit of a disadvantage to that for the younger people, because it's so, they're on social media so much. But you know what, for everyone, but especially those who are maybe going into second, you know, maybe a divorce or breakup after many, many years together, going out there back into the dating world, it can be a little scary. So there is something that's positive about being able to learn a little bit about the person before you go and spend some time. So there are some positive aspects, but sometimes I think it can hurt our first impression.
So you're on that first date and you realize that, at least for you, there is no interest in a second date. How do you exit gracefully?
Yeah, good question.
People don't like this answer, but I have spoken to so many people on the receiving end of it, and nothing but positive. What you want to do is you want to make sure that you're speaking in a really clear and compassionate way. So you're clear that this is not, you know, you don't want to invest any more time and energy in this. And just saying something really simple like, I have so appreciated getting to know you, because it's true, you learned information. Mm. I mean, grateful you got the information that you needed to make the decision. You know, I've so appreciated your time. I've so appreciated, you know, some version of that. And then I don't see this going any further. And I just want to thank you so much. I'm really grateful that I got to know you, and I wish you the best.
Should you continue that first date if you've made, let's say you've determined, oh, we're going to do dinner and a movie, but before the main course gets there, you realize this is going nowhere. Do you end it early, or do you play out the entire night before you deliver that news?
Well, that's a good question.
I am a firm believer in, if you have clarity, sharing that information and having a graceful thank you and good night. I really think that is important. Now, you can have a conversation if someone maybe has invested in, you know, maybe there are tickets to something, you know, maybe there's something that's happening that was an investment and set up that can't be undone. A conversation can be had. Look, I understand that you got tickets. I would still really love to go with you if that's true. And if it's not, you know, I hope that you can find someone else. But, you know, an acknowledgement that there was some effort put out by that person to set up something really beautiful, while also being true to what you believe and what you need. And what I find when I talk to people on the receiving end of this, and I'm talking about a kind, compassionate, clear message, they say, I was so grateful to him or to her because I didn't waste any more time trying.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's an appreciation for there's actually an honoring of the other person's time and energy.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
And that's a great perspective, because I always am drawn to the truth, being truthful, right? The truth is the easiest story to remember. And sometimes, you know, I feel like you're right. Sometimes it's not like a romantic comedy. You just need to say, listen, I appreciate this, but like you said, you have to be truthful and honest. Then that makes me ask this question, you know, how truthful, you know, do you want to be? And of course, you know, truth without compassion is cruelty, right? Isn't that what they say? And so, you know, you want to toe that fine line and see that. How would you do that?
Yeah, you know, and when you said that truth, I always have a little bit of my body kind of goes with the truth thing, because sometimes people take that as an invitation to share everything that they're thinking. And It's not necessarily the best response.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
If you're with someone, let's just say you're with someone and maybe their body hygiene is just not, you just know that this is not going to work for you. And, you know, it's a first date. You don't know this person very well. I don't think you want to get into details about that. You can just say, I don't feel it's going to work out for me. You know, and you put it back on you. And so that's not being dishonest. It's being very honest, but it's being very compassionate. You know, if it's a first date, I mean, so we're talking a big difference between first date and, you know, a relationship of several months where you can have a different kind of conversation. First date, you know, you only have that time. And so just being a kind person and saying, I don't think this is going to work out for me. And I really appreciate, you know, this, that, I really appreciate dinner. I really appreciate whatever, but I wish you the best, and thank you so much for this time that we did have.
Sincerity, it sounds like. Sincerity. You're not trying to be a put-on. You're not, as my mother would say, you know, put-on airs. You just want to be sincere and real. There's something refreshing.
Yeah, and that's and that will be, and again, that's when I talk to people on the receiving end, that person will be grateful, because who really truly wants to spend time, invest time and energy and money sometimes in dating someone who already has that feeling of, ooh, I don't know, because you don't really have a chance at that point. And sometimes we're so focused on pleasing the other person or showing up a certain way for the other person that can get us into a really weird dynamic where then we don't want to hurt them, and then we want to, ooh, and then I think of my body kind of clenches up again. It's like we're trying to squeeze into something to try to make something that isn't working pretend like it is working, but without hurting the other person's feelings. It's just a big contortion, right? It just doesn't end up falling very gracefully on the other person's ears at that point.
And if you're on the receiving end of that message, I'm guessing, be grateful that they've been that honest and open, but maybe don't ask follow-up questions.
That's
right. Oh, I would not.
Yeah. No, that's it. That is it.
Not necessarily. Just recognize. I mean, what I would say, if you're on the receiving end of it, recognize and be honest with yourself that you want someone who can't wait to be with you.
Right.
And so thank you to this person who could kind of care less, because you're not going to waste any more time. You're going to go on to another first date, and maybe that person just can't wait to see you again. And isn't that what we all want?
So
you know, someone who really loves being with us.
So it sounds like the same rules that keep long-term relationships successful apply to first dates as well. Open communication and honesty.
Absolutely. And I like to say, when you are saying something from a place of you feel good and solid in yourself, and you're able to open up your heart. So I would say you're strong, you're solid, you're in integrity, you are coming from a place of love, and you're being honest about your feelings, about how you feel. That's absolutely. And I agree. First date, it could be 3 months down the road, and it could be 20 years, you know, a 20-year long relationship. It's really important for both people. You know, it's not the other person's responsibility to guess or to know what's going on. It's your responsibility to be clear about what's going on with you and what you need going forward.
Dr. Laura Ciel, it's been a delight to talk with you. Thanks so much for making time for us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Wonderful to be here.